335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Real loud. Stop troubling your soul about gain. Now, we want to have holy ambition. We want to grow. We want to do better. We desire all these things, but don't allow your soul to become troubled. Amen. Jesus said, "My peace I give to you. Peace I leave with you. Not as the world gives." That peace the world gives and takes. The moment you hear some news, peace is gone. But godliness with a contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Amen. Having food and raiment, let us be there with content. Doesn't mean that we don't have aspirations. We don't have vision. But in the midst of it, I'm not worried, troubled, anxious. I've not become greedy. I'm not lustful over trying to get something. I've learned to be content. In other words, however the deal went, I'm still coming to church. I'm going to praise God. I'm still going to give God glory. Whatever it looks like, whether good or bad or indifferent, whatever it looks like, I'm still giving God praise because I've learned to be content. Because one way or another, God's going to work this thing out. Yeah. Tell somebody, this too shall pass.
This too shall pass.
God is in control. So he says, having food and raiment, let us be content. He says, but they that are rich fall into temptation and a snare. If God hasn't prepared your heart and prepared you spiritually, you get a lot of gain and suddenly you fall into temptation and a snare. Your spirit shifts. Suddenly you don't need what you needed at one time like you thought you did. Because your sense of security has shifted. What you were worried about. That's why you have to learn in whatever state you're in to be content. Because should God change your financial status, that ain't changing you. You're going to learn to be content here. You'll be content there. You'll be content if you ain't got nothing. Because you know it's just temporary. David said, I was young and now I'm old, but I've not seen the righteous forsaken. I've not seen the righteous seed begging any bread. Come on, you have to claim that in these years to come. When stuff starts shutting down, when things... You will have to be so in God that you can quote that and stand on that and trust God for the miraculous. Amen. We learn to be content, content, contentment. Be anxious for nothing. Be careful for nothing. Stop worrying about the future. Amen. Stop pining away about the challenges you have. Stop worrying about finance. Amen. Say amen real loud.
Amen.
Stop worrying about your health. Amen. Stop worrying about your children.
Amen.
You walk upright, God got them.
Amen.
Come on, you living for God, God got them.
Amen.
The blood is over them. If you're walking upright, the blood is over them. They'll go through their little stuff sometime, but the blood is over them, wherever they are. Amen. They that are rich can fall into foolish and hurtful lusts. If they're not made by God, they can fall into destruction and perdition. It says in verse 10, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and have pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Many sorrows. What the translation to this for the love of money or money love. There's some people that just love money. Remember that song, Money, 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 Money? Y'all know some of y'all already singing it, ain't you? That was my song. But money love is the root of all evil. Money for many people is their source of security. Come on, come on, we got to hit this thing. And that don't mean that we give everything, every penny we have away. Now, no matter how much or how little that you have, it cannot become your source of security. It cannot become your source of power. You know, people with a lot of money feel powerful. Our source of power is the Holy Ghost. I'm powerful if I ain't got two nickels to rub together. Remember, Peter and John said, silver and gold I don't have in my pocket right now. They might have had some change, but he said, that ain't what I have to give you. But what I give, what I do have to give, rise up in Jesus' name. Huh? The silver and gold is not the answer for your problem. But I carry I got the solution to your problem here. Huh? See, we carry something else. And that's why you got to flip the script on all this stuff that's trying to condition our mind to put all the security in money. There's coming a day when money's going to fail. I said, there's coming a day when money is going to fail. And unless people have the chip, you won't be able to buy or sell, purchase anything. What you going to do? Well, where darkness prevails, grace is going to reign. There's a spiritual Goshen. The Lord told Moses, he said, Moses, there's a place by me. He said, come to that place by me, listen, and you'll be able to behold my glory. See, in the midst of darkness, there's a place by God where we will yet behold his glory. How many of the saints are not appointed unto wrath? This is why it's so important for us to draw near to him, to get rid of the carnality, the fleshless. Allow the Spirit, allow Holy Spirit to sanctify you, to separate you unto God, to walk with you, to talk with you, and not be kicked to the curb when you want to do your own thing. Stop limiting him to a service. He is our life. Yes. Yes. He's our keeper. Yes. Our comforter. Yes. Instead of getting angry all the time, you need to turn to Holy Ghost. Yes. He'll comfort you. Yes. He'll give you the real deal, the understanding of the matter. Yes. Sometimes you get mad at folks. And you don't know the whole situation. Amen. Turn to Holy Spirit. He'll give you the understanding. You'll see, oh, I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that's why they're the way they are. They don't even mean it. Yeah, I'm about to beat them up. You don't know, but Holy Spirit is called. He's here, he's in us, and he's walking beside us. And he's hoping that we'll listen to him. He even makes prayer for you that you can't pray. He makes intercession. You don't know always what seldom do we really know what to pray for. We pray and God answers our prayers. But seldom do we really know. And he'll make those, he makes intercession for us according to the will of God. According to your destiny, your portion, your life. Amen. What you really need. He makes intercession. And it's not through your laying on the floor moaning. That had very little to do with it. He groans. He's groaning. That word is not really even groaning, but he's making intercession according to the will of God, the perfect will of God. So sometimes things don't go your way all the time, but they're going the way God wants them to go. Amen. And if you're in the spirit, you're pliable. It's okay. You're not twisted all out of shape because it's not going your way. Because you're content in him. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. All right. Now, the mindset, or this mindset, that money being your source of security, power, or influence, listen very closely, because that mindset will position a person's heart in direct opposition to the ways of the kingdom. Amen. When your security, your power, your influence is based upon money or mammon, it positions your heart in direct opposition to the kingdom of God and his ways. You can be saved and in direct opposition to God's ways. Amen. Now, that type of evil, when the heart is positioned in opposition to the kingdom, it corrupts people and it drives them to choose the world system over the kingdom of God. Amen. When that evil is prevalent, or when we are choosing, when our mindset is positioning us against the kingdom of God, it corrupts our heart and it drives us toward the world system. People putting their security, their power, their influence, their trust in their money. Go with me to Matthew chapter 6.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in this series entitled The Blessed Life, Part 15. Today's message, Follow the Money. When your security, your power, your influence are towards money, those things will position you in opposition to the kingdom of God. Matthew 6:21 states, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart beat also." The definition of treasure is things we consider precious or important. That to which we give our time and attention is where our treasure is. What you value most controls your heart. Do not allow these things to cause you to choose the world system over the kingdom of God.
Join us for this year's Pour the Oil Worship Conference at 405 Exora Avenue in Fort Pierce. On Friday, September 30th, our worship conference begins at 7 p.m. with featured guest, worship leader, and gospel recording artist Benita Washington. On Saturday, October 1st, starting at 10 a.m., celebrity vocal health coach Ashayla Shanae and Benita Washington. For more information or to register, visit pourtheoilconference.com or call 772-465-0036.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.